Good afternoon in Brazil, everyone, and thank you for waiting. Welcome to MAHLE Metal Leve for the third quarter of 2019 results conference call. With us here today, we have Dr. Christian Binkert, CFO, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Daniel Alves, Marketing and Corporate Communication Manager. This event is being recorded, and all participants will be in a listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After MAHLE Metal Leve remarks, there will be a question and answer session. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach the operator. This event is also being transmitted simultaneously through the internet via webcast and can be accessed through the investor relations website of the company, where the presentation is also available. Participants may view the slides in any order they wish. The replay will be available shortly after the event is concluded. Those following the presentation via webcast may post their questions on our website. They will be answered by the IR team after the conference is finished. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward statements are based on the beliefs and assumptions of MAHLE Metal Leve management and on information currently available to the company. They involve risks and uncertainties because they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Now, I'll turn the conference over to Dr. Christian Binkert, CFO, to begin the presentation. Please, Dr. Christian Binkert, you may begin the presentation.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Christian Binkert speaking, and welcome to the third quarter conference call. Really a pleasure speaking with you once again. If we come to slide number two, the agenda, we will start as usual with the highlights for the third quarter and year-to-date numbers, September numbers. Daniel will take over for the market overview and the net revenue performance by market. The last three topics, namely the P&L, EBITDA, the financial management, and CapEx and depreciation, then from my side will be commented once again. Moving to the page number three of the presentation, the sales in the quarter three 2019 was 645 million, which represents a decline of 9% compared to last year's third quarter 2018. In the first nine months of 2019, the sales was lower of 1.4%. We will see later the major reasons of the decline of the 1.4% are export sales, while the domestic sales is increasing. Coming to the second bullet point, the original equipment market. In the third quarter, we had an increase of 10.4%, while the vehicle production was down by 3%, namely that Brazil increased by 2.8% and Argentina went down by 37%. Last Thursday, the board of directors approved an interest on capital of 70 million, which will be distributed in December 2019 and is in line with last year's number. Looking a little bit at the key indicators, once again, we achieved a sales of 645 million, a decrease of 9%. EBITDA of around 129 million, giving a margin of 20%. Last year, the same period, it was 20.9%, so we could see a small decrease of 0.9 percentage points. The net margin, 10.7% compared to 13% last year. Here to mention that last year, I will comment this further later on in the third quarter 2018, we had a one-time impact, the hyperinflation accounting for the total year, for the nine months, which did not happen as a one-time impact in Q3 2019. If you look on the right side of the column, now the nine-month sales is 1.9 billion, -1.4%. As mentioned, domestic markets are increasing, export is going down. The EBITDA margin 18.9%, slightly below compared to previous year by 0.5 percentage points, and the net margin 10%, a drop compared to previous year of 1.4 percentage points. Coming to slide number 4, I would like to hand over to Daniel.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you very much to be here with us today for the conference call. On the slide 4, we have the market overview. Brazil and Argentina vehicle registration and production year-to-date September this year comparing to the last year. On the light vehicle Brazil, we have 8.8% increase, and for production, 2.6%. Comparing to ANFAVEA update projection for the full year, the vehicle sales is 8.1% and vehicle production is 1.8%. Therefore, the numbers are very close in the year-to-date September with the full year updated projection of the ANFAVEA. In the Argentina, the light vehicle sales was down 48% and the vehicle production 34.9%. In this case, in the full year projection, we have it around 45% declining on vehicle sales and minus 30% on the vehicle production. The combination of Brazil and Argentina on the vehicle sales for the year-to-date September this year, again last year, it's 4.9%, in the vehicle production minus 3%. Our full year projection for the year on the vehicle sales is minus 4%, in the vehicle production minus 4.5%. Looking behind in the old conference call we had, we lost 2 points. So we had minus 2% for vehicle sales and minus 2.5. Now, the update Mali Metal Levy projection for the full year, it's minus 4% for vehicle sales and minus 4.5% for the vehicle production. Going to the medium and heavy vehicle, on the vehicle sales for Brazil, we have an increase of 24.8%. In production, we had a 2.7% increase. The ANFAVEA update projection for the full year, it's 22% increase for the vehicle sales and 2.6% increase for the vehicle production. Also very aligned with the year-to-date September numbers. In Argentina, the same history, we have minus 50% of vehicle sales and minus 40% for the vehicle production. The combination for Brazil and Argentina on the vehicle sales, we had increased 8%, and for production, minus 0.1%. In this case, our full year expectation for vehicle sales is 5%, and for vehicle production, minus 2%. Now, moving to slide 5, where we have the vehicle production in the main markets for the export business of Mali Metal Levy for North America and Europe. Going direct to the last column, we have in North America light vehicle production, minus 1.3%, and for medium heavy vehicle, 7.2%. The combination light vehicle and medium heavy, minus 1%. For Europe, we have on the light vehicle minus 3.9% for the vehicle production and minus 1.2% for the medium and heavy vehicle. The combination in Europe, minus 3.9%. Total vehicle production year-to-date September, this year against last year, it's minus 2.6%. The full year expectation for North America light vehicle, it's minus 1.8%. For the medium and heavy, it's 4.2%. In Europe, the light vehicle full-year projection is minus 1.5%, and the medium heavy vehicle is minus 1%. So in this case, also in the export markets, the volumes are going down. We have the trade issues, the global economy weakness, so many points that decline in the vehicle production. And for sure, impacting the revenue of the Mali Metal Levy for the export business. Now moving to slide 6. Where we have the third quarter net sales revenues performed by market. We have the third quarter 19, the volume price impact, the FX variation, the third quarter last year, and the comparison percentage. I go directly to the last column where we have the variation. You can see the original equipment domestic 10.4% and the export minus 24.6%. In this case, I will comment on the year-to-date September. The comments are very similar. Therefore, I will keep the comments on the year-to-date September figures. For the aftermarket, we had for the domestic sales minus 4.8%, in the export business minus 14%, and the combining aftermarket minus 7%. The total revenue, it's minus 9.1%. The effects impact, it's minus 2.3%. The volume price impact, it's minus 6.8%. Now moving to slide 7. In this case, we have the year-to-date September figures this year against year-to-date September last year by market. So we have the original equipment domestic, an increase of 9.4%, despite of the decline on the vehicle production, which just saw a few minutes ago, the minus 2.8% for the vehicle production. Therefore, the mining metal heavy sales for the domestic market, it's much better than the market performance. The main reasons for that are a share increase. We got some new business, a ramp up for this business. Also some export engines that we are participating on these engines. The automaker is exporting the engine and the Mali Metal Levies participate on this engine and this revenue. And also the service parts increase. For the export business, we have a reduction of 12.6%. And an FX impact of 6.6%, and the volume price impact minus 19.2%. In this case, the main reasons for this decline on sales is the market reduction, inventory adjustment, also because of this market reduction, a last year spot buy, and some ramp down programs, and also a higher competition. These are the main reasons for this decline on the net sales revenue. Going to the aftermarket domestic, we have an increase of 5.3%, an FX impact of minus 10.4%, and a volume price impact of 15.7%. It's important to mention this FX impact. It's mainly because of our business in Argentina, our valve business in Argentina, so we saw this in pesos. And in this case, this is the main reason for this declining. For the South America domestic market aftermarket, the main reasons for this increase, it's the mix of parts. For the export aftermarket, we have a decline of minus 2.4%, an FX impact of 5.9%, and the volume price impact minus 8.3%. In this case, the main reasons for the declining, it's the Turkey business, the Chile, and also Paraguay. These three countries have impacted negatively in our revenues for the export aftermarket. We got some positive impacts for Colombia, Central America, and Ecuador, but the net is minus 8.3%. The total aftermarket is 3.5%, effects impact minus 6.4%, and the volume price is 90.9%. The combination of original equipment and the aftermarket, it's minus 1.4%. The FX impact is zero, and the volume price impact minus 1.4%. Now moving to slide 8, where we have the participation of the export business by region. And in this case, no big change for the count. So we have a similar path that we had on the last year. Now I'll give back to Dr. Christian Bittke the presentation, and I will be available at the end for questions.
Thank you, Daniel. Coming to the P&L, as you can see from the chart, first of all, concentrating on the last quarter, as mentioned, we achieved a sales of 645 million, 9% lower compared to previous year, the gross margin 27.6%, last year, the same period, we had a gross margin of 30.5%. I mentioned already we had last year a one-time impact due to the hyperinflation accounting, the so-called IAS 29 in Argentina, with a two-digit million reais amount. This really was the reason why we had a relatively good margin in the third quarter 2018. If we look now the year-to-date numbers, 1.93 billion in sales, -1.4%, and the margin dropped from 29% to 26.5%. Some of the reasons already mentioned, the social cost benefits, which we still got last year, we are not getting this year anymore. I mentioned the last call already, the higher energy costs, not only in Argentina, but also in Brazil. And also, as mentioned by Daniel and myself, the decreasing export sales. Coming to page number 10, looking a little bit at the SG&A and R&D side, in the selling side, we can see we have now in the third quarter 6.5% achieved compared to the 7.1% last year. The same or similar trend year to date, the selling cost 6.2%, 6.7% it was last year. Here clearly, as well as for the admin areas, we have some productivity gains, some restructuring activities. As mentioned, the same for the admin areas, 2.9% versus 3.3% the last quarter, 2019 and 2018. And year to date, we also can see a drop from 3.2% to 3.4%. So in overall, the selling and admin costs on a year-to-date basis dropped from 10.1% to 9.4%, as we have better productivities via higher restructuring in our area. If we look at the R&D expenses for the third quarter as well, year-to-date we have the higher numbers. If we concentrate on year-to-date, 3.3% compared to 2.9% last year. 9 months, so 0.4% higher. That's really due to new innovations for new products and new patents for customers. Other operating results, year-to-date, we have minus 4.6. Last year, it was plus 2.1. One of the reasons is the Reintegra program, which was finished in 2018. So we don't have this benefit in 2019 anymore. And the export expenses or duties, which started in Argentina in 2018. Coming to the page number 11, the bridge between the EBITDA periods. First of all, the third quarter 2018, EBITDA of 148 million with a margin of 20.9%. And we achieved now in the third quarter 2019 on the right side 129 million with a margin of 20%. Where are the major differences coming from? Selling and distribution expenses, here once again to mention the productivity gains, restructurings, the gain and losses on net monetary positions, that's purely the hyperinflation in Argentina, the so-called IAS 29 with 6.7 million. And for the general admin expenses, the same comment as for the selling expenses, productivity and restructuring. On the right side, the gross income, the minus 38 million. Here, once again, the hyperinflation impact last year, the one-time impact from January 2018 to September 2018, two-digit million realish number was included. Now looking at the nine-month numbers, 380 million year-to-date last year, which gave our EBITDA margin of 19%. Now we have 364 million in EBITDA and our EBITDA margin of 18.9%. And really the reasons are nearly the same reasons as for the third quarter. I just would like to add the comments in regards of the technology, the R&D, and the new innovations, the patents, and for new products we are spending more. And for the gross income, in addition to the personal costs, the social costs, and also the energy costs, which are increasing, not only in Argentina, the energy costs, but also in Brazil slightly. Coming to the page number 12, the financial management, the financial results. You can see here 9 months, minus 28 million compared to minus 14.7 million to previous year. So we are losing minus 14 million. Where is this coming from? First of all, the finance costs from minus 1.7 million last year, year to date, to minus 5.6 million. So minus 3.9 million as a variation. This is a combination of lower investments, which you also can see at the bottom of the table. Last year we still had an average investment of 93 million, now we have 73 million. And in addition, we have higher average debts. Last year, minus 195 million, this year, minus 282 million. So we have higher loans of around 90 million. And as then resulting mainly in the deviation of the mentioned minus 3.9 million. The exchange rate variation, here really the major gap is coming from. Last year still a positive amount of 60 million, this year only 1.5 million, so we have a gap of minus 14.5 million. The main reason is Argentina. The devaluation of the Argentine peso for the same period of time last year was higher than this year, therefore the positive impact out of Argentina is going down. And then coming to the monetary variation, the impact of 4.3 million is minor, but here to mention that the hedging rates in the market are in 2019 closer than in 2018. And once again, as a summary, minus 28 million as a finance income, compared to minus 14.7 million to last year. Coming to the page number 13 already, our net indebtedness, you can see the liabilities increased from December to September by 103 million to a level of 395 million. You see no major change in the distribution between short and long term. And also our cash position increased by 93 million to a level of 231 million. So overall the net position, the net indebtedness, we can see a slight increase by 10 million to a level of 164 million, giving us a leverage of around 0.4. If you look at the below part of the presentation, between the short and long-term distribution, you can see as well in the short term as well as long term, it's well distributed between the month and the year. Coming to page number 14, our financing structure. Also here you can see no major changes. We are still mainly financed with FINEP and ACC. And then already coming to the next page, the page number 15. The net income and the benefits to the shareholders. I mentioned already the profit for the year for the third quarter, 69 million. We achieved 10.7% income compared to 13.2% last year. The reasons for the drop already explained. And if you look now on the year-to-date numbers, 190 million with a profit of 9.9%. compared to 11.5% previous year. And on the bottom, as mentioned, the Board of Directors approved interest and capital payment last week of 70 million, which will be distributed in December and is in line with the distribution last year, and the remaining interest and capital and possible dividend will be discussed in the year of 2020. Coming already to the last page of the presentation, also here very stable numbers, CAPEX 57 million, now 55 million, last year it was 55 million for the 9 month period, and the depreciation 17 million compared to 68 million last year. In percent to sales, similar numbers, 2.9% compared to the 2.8% last year. And if you compare it to depreciation, also very similar numbers, 80.6% to 80.5% compared to previous year. Thank you very much for your attention. Now, if you have any questions, kindly let us know.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone now. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press star 2. Our first question comes from Marcelo Motta, Banco JP Morgan.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. Two questions. The first is the company could comment a little bit more about the NBE2 business. Has it already contributed to revenues? What are the expectations in terms of profitability and contribution to results for next year? And the second question is on the results. There is a line called provisions for environmental liabilities, around 4 million reais that was booked this quarter under other operating expenses. So just wondering if the company could clarify what exactly it means, if it is like the amount of these could be higher or lower, just to understand what it means. Thank you.
Coming first of all, Marcelo, thank you for your questions. Coming to the NB2, we installed two units in the mill. We are in the operations. The operations are ongoing. So the installation of the NB2 equipment took place a couple of weeks. So we are still analyzing at the moment. There is no sales included in the numbers of 2019. If we will have to include or if we will include something in the last 3 months, yeah, we will see. Really will depend on many factors. As you know, sugarcane, yeah, the season is nearly finished. Let's see if we can still include certain sales numbers in 2019. In regards of the environment, a very good and very valid point. This is due to former operations which we had in the city of Sao Paulo. We relocated the operations to our facility many, many years ago to Mojiga Sul, our piston plant. Now, it's not new for us. We did know that there is some environmental issues, just as a precondition and precaution, we build up some additional accruals for this case. Did this answer your questions, Marcelo?
Yes, thank you, Christian. Very clear.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you would like to pose a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone. Again, if you want to pose a question, press star 1. This concludes today's question and answer session. I would like to invite Dr. Christian Binker to proceed with his closing statements. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much once again for participating in the call. Thank you, Daniel, for your contribution also to the team here. Thank you very much. Looking forward to speaking and discussing with you in the near future, latest in the next call in March 2020. Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
That does conclude the Mali Metal Levy audio conference for today. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a good day, and thank you for using Chorus Call.